And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The conventional wisdom in Raleigh before state lawmakers came back to town was that this General Assembly session would be less contentious than the last two, but maybe not. The first bill filed in the Senate from Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger wasn't legislation about creating jobs or improving education. It was a bill to let magistrates and registers of deeds refuse to marry gay couples who have the legal right to get married. The second bill filed in the Senate came from Senator Ralph Heiss. It would stop the State Employees Association of North Carolina from using payroll deduction to collect membership dues. The group opposed Heiss in the Republican primary last spring. That means that allowing discrimination in the name of religious freedom and political revenge are top priorities for Senate leaders this year. Not jobs, not education, not helping struggling families. Discrimination and political revenge. The people of North Carolina deserve better than that. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.